time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' loss to Pittsburgh on Sunday afternoon.
All right, good game. Tough loss, fought to the end. Four games left, season's not over. Fighting for the AFC North for the next four games. That's where we stand. What questions do you have?
John, on the replay, it looked like Isaiah had gotten 2 feet down. What was the explanation that was given to you on the sideline?
Yeah, the explanation was a third foot didn't get down before the ball came out. That's what they said.
Do you believe it should have been touchdown?
You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with I think the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here. It's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York. But you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground. You know, he didn't survive the ground. He's not down by contact. He was catching the ball on the way down with another person. So you got to make a catch there and survive the ground. I don't know why it was ruled the way it was on that one. So all those things, they'll explain to us. But they had plenty of time to look at it, and they're the ones who are the experts on the rules. So that's how it works.
How was the Rodgers play explained to you that he was just down with possession of the ball?
Mm-hmm.
John, what'd you see on Travis Jones penalty on the field goal
didn't see head and neck contact. That's what I did not see. So, but you need to have head and neck area contact there, and it's got to be forceful, you know, contact, not incidental contact. But I didn't see any contact myself.
John, how do you, talk to the players when, in a game where you feel like some of the calls might not have gone your way? How do you address and kind of take this loss and try to explain that to you and your players?
Yeah, I mean, the players don't, they know. They've been in the NFL. They know how this stuff works, And I tell them basically we don't make any excuses. We don't point any fingers. That's not what we do here. We never have. We walk out of here with our chest out and our chin up, and we look to the next game, and we are fighting still for everything that we want to accomplish, So it's tough. It's been a tough, challenging road for sure. But that's where we're at, and we will keep fighting, and we believe we can get it done.
John, from that last drive of the second quarter to, almost the end of the game, is that kind of the Lamar that you're familiar with seeing and sort of the competitive level?
I thought Lamar played really well. To your point, yes. I mean, I thought he played really well. And, it was what we've come to expect and how he plays, and I always have so much respect for him and the way he plays and the way he fights and competes and everything else out there. When the game starts and the lights come on, there's nobody you'd rather have.
John, on the touchdown they scored in the second half where Warren just goes down the sideline, what broke down there?
Yeah, that was a lot of breakdowns. A lot of misunderstandings, I guess you'd say. Guys, we weren't on the same page with assignments and things like that, and that was one of our worst plays that we had.
John, they had struggled to kind of get some of those splash plays down the field in the past game. They went right after that early. Why do you think they had success in that?
Well, I think they completed some passes on the sideline, some press fades. That's what they completed them. That was three or four of them. And then they had that play that was, it was just not well executed by us in terms of the pressure on that.
John, how serious is the Keaton Mitchell injury?
We'll evaluate tomorrow. We'll know more tomorrow. That's one that's going to have to take some look at tomorrow.
John, on the last offensive drive, it looked like there was some confusion between Lamar and the receivers. Obviously, you'll have to go back and look at it, but what did you see from the field level?
Well, that's a good question. That's one we're going to have to go back and look at. Like, I'm sure I'm just walking out of the locker room right here, so I haven't had a chance to really break that down with the offensive coaches, but we weren't as crisp as we needed to be on that last two-minute drive for sure. In terms of that part of it. We made plays. I mean, we got down the field twice, so I was happy with that. But that part we'll have to look at.
Did you consider taking time out on the second to last drive, that third and two that ends up with the TFL?
I did. It was one where, there was a chance. It was really chaotic, and there was a chance that we thought we were going to be able to get lined up right, and it didn't work out that way. So it was one of those ones you didn't know how it was going to go right there.
There were stretches where your offense got some things rolling. There were stretches where your defense played well, but it didn't seem like there were times where they both happened together. Was that something that you felt, and how frustrating was that?
I think that's kind of how football goes a lot of times. It's tough. It's tough to put it all together and everybody be on the same page, be dominating your opponent all together at the same time for a football game. I mean, that's a challenging thing. your opponents have a say in that as well.
Got forced into kicking some field goals in the red zone. Did you notice anything going wrong with the offense once they got close to the end zone?
Yeah, we'll look at it. You know, I'm not sure exactly in terms of this, that, or the other with any certain plays, but we'd love to score touchdowns there, but our guys were fighting to do it. Didn't work out for us. Okay. All right, thanks.
Thanks, John.